Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Las Vegas, Nevada, Sabrina, Rolling with the Diva, your host today. Today, we are going to talk about cancer and how to support those with cancer, what to say, what not to say, and just make sure that they know that they have help.
Thank you.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
We were having a couple technically difficulties there, but the good part is you guys got to hear the same song twice, and hearing songs about Jesus is not going to hurt you. Today, this is Breast Cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we just want to, today we're going to talk about how to support family, friends, or peers who have maybe breast cancer, colon cancer, or fighting some form of cancer, and it could be a child, but sometimes from what I hear from people, with cancer is that sometimes people say things to them that not necessarily hurts them, but I think it's just that the people don't know what to say. So today we're going to help you with what not to say and what to say with somebody with cancer. All right. So that's going to be what our show is. But before we do that, we want to thank Elations Radio for being our sponsor for the radio show. We really appreciate them. And with Kimmy Kim, and please pray for Kimmy Kim, because she has been diagnosed with cancer, so we dedicate this show to her. With that being said, I know we all have, like I said, somebody who has cancer, or we have a friend or somebody, but I just want to remind you guys of Jeremiah 29:11, that God has a plan for your life, not to harm you or hurt you, but to prosper you. Sometimes a total healing can be that a person actually does pass away, sometimes we don't want to hear that, but it's the truth, and we sometimes have to face the truth. So with that being said, let's get to what to say to somebody, what and what not to say to somebody with cancer. So the first thing would be not to say, you know, you're going to get over this, it's all going to be okay, you know, and because you need the person to be able to express their feelings, and containing them in a box does not help. Okay, so does that make sense? Yeah, I hope so. What to say, not to say. I'm looking up some information for you guys, so bear with me. But anyway, a person can, with cancer or with any kind of disease, that they, it could be Alzheimer's. It could be, you know, this month we have a lot of awareness going on this month with people. So we just basically, this can be used for other people who are struggling with other ailments and illnesses and diseases that they may be dying from. How has you guys' day been? What's going on with you? Where do you need prayer, and how can I pray for you? Please send me your prayer request to CWTDiva@gmail.com. Okay? So let's start with this not to say to a person with cancer. Okay? And we'll start there. I know I'm being quiet today, but as I'm being quiet, I want you guys to take a moment of reflection and think of your life and think of how you would feel if you were diagnosed with a terrible disease and you weren't going to know if you were going to live. What would you want somebody to say? So in those moments that I get quiet, I would hope you guys would think about that. So the first one would be, don't worry, you'll be fine. Wow. Don't be dismissive of somebody's legitimate right to feel freaked out. It's normal. Even when you're starting a new job, somebody can say, oh my God, I'm so scared. And you'll say, don't worry, you'll be fine. You need to let them express their feelings. My cousin had cancer and she never even missed a day of work. So the second one, even when she was having chemo. Well, that might be good for your cousin, but that may not be good for them. And this is called the Lance Armstronging, as they say it, because we know that Lance Armstrong gave the Tour de France 150 times during cancer treatment. So not everybody's going to be Lance Armstrong. Number three, you should try a microbiotic diet, seeing my guru, eating all your meals while standing at your head, etc., or telling them that they need to change their diet style. You know what? Cancer has nothing to do with, or being diagnosed with other diseases does not always have to do with what you're eating. Yes, we know that sometimes it can be an impact, but it's not okay. Number four, you have to beat this for your kids, for your daughter, for your son. The person might just look at you and say, oh, really? Like they're not already laying awake at night thinking about that. I read a study that said it could be blah, blah, blah. At that point, you're just here to listen to them. You're there to just let them know, I'm here to support you. I'm here to love you. And I just want to be here. Let me know what I can do. Think of cancer as a gift, a lesson, opportunity. And I know that sometimes it's the Christians and even people who are religious will do that a lot. Like say, hey, you know what? Just leave it to God. It's in your hands. This is a gift. You'll be able to show other people. But that's not a good thing to say. So let's try to stay away from that. You should be having a glass of wine, cheeseburger, Marlboro Light. That's not even a way to go. So one person is saying change your eating. One is just basically said, just go ahead and do whatever. Stay positive, follow your attitude. Not true, because you know what? Have you ever tried staying positive when all your hair falls out and you're afraid of dying? Think about it. We didn't invite you because we thought you wouldn't be up to it. Don't ever do this. Always invite people with cancer or any other diseases, you know. Don't just leave them out because you're thinking for them. So-and-so said that getting your kind of cancer at your age is the worst because it means your chance of survival is terrible. No, that's so upsetting. And that's actually just setting the person up for failure. So don't do that. You know, if you don't know what to say, don't say anything at all. And don't say, I know how you feel, because you don't know how they feel. And but again, being there for them, and encouraging them that, hey, again, just what I said earlier, I'm here for you. I love you. I want to help you. And I will sit with you. Just tell them, I'm just going to sit here and just be quiet, and I can just sit here and watch a movie with you, to help them, whatever that they need. Maybe it's cooking a meal for them. Maybe it's driving them to the doctor. You know, and just like the earlier we said, getting them out of the house, helping them with that. But what they need, just don't degrade what they're feeling, because it's not okay. What can you say to a person with cancer or newly diagnosed disease? Listen, this is often a challenge when a loved one faces a life-threatening diagnosis. Give advice only when you're asked. Educate yourself about cancer, and there's different forms of cancer, so know which one you're talking about. Support your loved one's treatment decision. At the end of the day, it's their decision, it's their body. Remember the caregivers. Be there for the wife, the husband, even the children, because the children can become caregivers for a parent with cancer. Be specific about the kind of help you can offer. Stay connected. Keep things normal. If you guys were up doing morning coffee every morning, again, maybe they can't do it every morning, but you can bring them the coffee. You see what I mean? So just supporting them. So, and don't just say, oh, okay, you know, don't leave them out of the loop. Invite them and let them tell you. And if they, and sometimes people with diseases or going through things, I know in rehab for me, I wouldn't sometimes tell people how I was feeling, because I had a lot of people who I thought were my friends who did not visit me or talk to me, or they stopped talking to me. So I became very hardcore with that. So being honest with your feelings, okay? Even if you have to get a counselor. And it's nothing wrong with going to family counseling when family is diagnosed with a disease or even with depression or anything like that. So don't be afraid to do that. All right. We are bringing up more information. But again, remember Philippians 4:4, do not worry, do not be anxious about anything. By prayer and supplication, give your request to God. That's saying you don't worry and you care and you want God to help you, but you also, it's okay to say I'm worried, but you at the end of the day give it to God. Talking with someone who has cancer. And this is from www.cancer.net, coping with the cancer, talking with family and friends. Feeling of sadness, anger, confusion, helplessness come with a cancer diagnosis. For the person who has been diagnosed with cancer, it is helpful with friends and family members providing comforting presence and a practice of support. It's often difficult to know for others to know what to say or to start conversations with someone who has cancer. However, staying in touch is always better than staying away. Here are some tips to help them. These are some of the things I just talked about. Take your cues from the person with cancer. Show support without words. You don't always need to have words. Choose your words carefully. Make sure to acknowledge how difficult the experience is for the person. Just like treat them as you would want to be understanding. For example, it's better to say, I don't know what to say, and stop calling or visiting out of fear. Here's some things you can say to help show your care and support. I'm sorry this has happened to you. If you ever feel like talking, I'm here to listen. What are you thinking of doing, and how can I help? I care about you. I'm thinking about you. And then we're going to go back to some phrases that we talked about that were unhelpful. I know just how you feel. I know just what you should do. I know someone who has had your same exact diagnosis. I'm sure you'll be fine. Don't worry. How long do you have? Sort of don't want to. Would you want somebody to say that to you? Instead of listening, use caution when asking questions. Make sure it's okay to give advice. Be honest about your feelings, but do not overburden them. Communication feelings may be experiencing, such as fear, anxiety, anger, or disbelief in response to the person's cancer diagnosis, but try to be brief in your explanations. talk about topics other than cancer. Hey, are we still going to the movies this weekend? What would you like to do tomorrow? Encourage the person to stay involved in church, whatever activities they were. Ask if a practical support would be helpful. Maybe a support group, and just what other family members do they need? Well, this is Rolling with the Diva. I hope those things helped you guys today. It's not always easy dealing with people who have been diagnosed with, you know, a disease or cancer. But October is Cancer Awareness Month, but cancer is 365 days of the year. Just be there for people and be understanding and be kind and be loving. All right, so we are going to go off the air, and you guys have a great, great day. See you tomorrow.